Good afternoon. This is going to kind of be along the same lines of your presentation and how poor the clinicians are reporting. So in Florida, these exotic arboviral diseases are reportable to our local county health departments the next business day following suspicion or diagnosis. And that's the specific wording we have, is suspicion or diagnosis. And then once the county health departments are notified of the cases, they then in turn go and contact our local mosquito control districts to let them know of the suspect cases, and that's usually done within one business day. At least we would like it to be done within one business day. And this is really important to have this fast turnaround timing so that we can ensure that the proper response and control measures are put into place. So we took data from our reportable disease surveillance system and analyzed it for timeliness of reporting and also to identify whether or not there are any gaps that need to be addressed. So as you probably all know, we are well-versed with exotic arboviral diseases in Florida. We have numerous imported cases as well as basically yearly local introductions since 2009 of either dengue or chikungunya. So if we were to look at the timeliness of arbovirus reporting to the county health departments from any source, the overwhelmingly vast majority are not being reported within that one-day time frame that we are interested in and is what is in our Florida statute. And what we did here is we used the sample collection date as a proxy of the healthcare visit because we didn't always have completed information on when people went to visit the clinician, and if the clinician is actually ordering the test, they have at least some sort of suspicion or diagnosis of chikungunya or dengue. Part of the problem is that we're having a very low number of the reports of these mandatory reporting actually coming from the healthcare providers, only about 37%. We're having much more coming from the positive laboratory results at 56%. And the healthcare providers, when they are reporting, they're actually waiting until the positive laboratory result comes in from, say, the commercial laboratories. If we were to look and see exactly how long are they taking to report this back to us, it has gone down over time, so that's good at least. But in 2015, we're averaging about 10 days after the sample is collected for dengue and 2 weeks for chikungunya. And this is some additional measures of timeliness that are definitely interesting to look at. If you were to look at the timing from symptom onset to when the county health departments were notified, for on average for chikungunya cases, it took about a month for us to find out about them, which is not very good when you're looking for that 7-day window of when the person could be infectious to mosquitoes. Part of this is that the chikungunya cases were actually taking twice as long to go visit a healthcare provider than our dengue cases were. Whether or not this could have been due to the fact that maybe they had some chronic joint pain that just wasn't going away, we're not 100% sure why they were taking longer to go to the doctor. Another part of it is that it's taking longer for the lab results to actually get to the county health departments. We do have electronic lab reporting, but the commercial labs tend to not always use that, and depending on the lab, we may not get those results, and then they end up coming in as paper lab reports, which then have to be hand-entered into our system by data entry staff, and at that point, it's been at least a couple of days, and on average for chikungunya, it was about 10 days after the commercial testing had been completed. Much faster from our state laboratories because we have those electronic lab reports. For the mosquito control notification, we actually only have data for the past couple of years. It was a relatively new measure we had added. And instead of that one day, it tended to be about 2 or 3 days, but there was quite a high burden of chikungunya, especially in 2014, that kind of affected that. In terms of our clinical testing, we actually have the majority of the testing being completed by commercial laboratories. While we do have the capacity at our state laboratories, sometimes clinicians find it easier that they can just order a test and have the person go to somewhere else to get the test drawn and the samples shipped, and easier that way. And it's easier, of course, when we're the only game in town because we're the ones who offer the testing. And once the commercial testing becomes available, they tend to migrate towards that. So in conclusion, there was significant delays in reporting to both the county health departments and mosquito control. The clinicians seem to be waiting for those positive laboratory results to come in before reporting, and there may be some problems and some more delays that are coming from this unfamiliarity with some of the more emerging and newly emerging arboviral diseases. It also has significant delays when you have a high proportion of paper lab reports versus your electronic laboratory reports, and it's really important to try to identify ways to improve timeliness of reporting to both the county health departments and mosquito control. We need to find some ways to investigate this further. Zika has certainly provided some additional awareness on this topic for us, which is really great. And it's really important for us to provide targeted outreach explaining the public health actions that are actually triggered by having this reporting process. With Zika, we're actually averaging for all of our arboviruses, exotic at least, to have the same day reporting than we did as when the person goes in rather than this much longer period of time. But part of that is because we're the ones who are offering the testing. And now that the commercial testing is available, it's going to be interesting to see whether or not they're still reporting even though we're requiring it. And one of the things we're actually doing to hopefully help is changing and updating our rule so that instead of it being on suspicion or diagnosis, that it'll be on suspicion during business hours, the next business day. So hoping that we are clearly identifying it as suspicion instead of diagnosis may hopefully help to increase the healthcare provider reporting.